So if we did miss anybody, let me know. I'll also post this list on the molecular group so everybody can see it. And I think there's several people that would participate if they had a little encouragement. Some people are just busy. Some people haven't caught the spirit yet. But we've got a good seed group. The main thing I want to see with these initial assignments is who can respond. Because in order to make an effective online group, we have to have people that can respond. If people are just kind of really casual about being a member, then that's fine. But we need to know who is responsive and who isn't. Because those that are responsive, it's possible to do molecular type work together. If people aren't responsive and aren't able or willing to participate in group activity, then it can't be effective. So this is the main thing we're doing these first few weeks, find out who's responding and who isn't. Now I notice here we have several people who didn't have their partner respond. Olivia is one, and Joseph is another, my son. They would probably make a good partnership together, so I'm going to suggest that. Then we have Joshua Ecke. I'm not sure how you pronounce her name. Natalie and Lucy, and so we'll. Okay, did Patrick respond? Oh, okay, and he said both invocations. Okay, we'll put him down then. Now that was you, right, Natalie? Oh, okay. Okay, good. So I'll make a note of that. And okay, if anyone sees any other corrections or additions, and if you see someone on the list that isn't responding and you're familiar with them at all, it'd be a good idea to maybe contact them and say, hey, we haven't seen you on the molecular group. Why don't you jump in and join with us? And then, if nothing else, get them on the chat room. You know, I notice that chat room is busy 24 hours a day. And when I don't have it turned off, my computer beeps at me. And sometimes when I'm just trying to write an article or something, it's beeping at me so often I have to put it on mute because so many people are on there participating and going back and forth. So it sounds like a lot of you people are getting to know each other. Hopefully you're not getting to know each other too well there. So anyway, we hope you enjoy each other's company. Now, the assignment for next week is to go to our website where we have the potential groups to participate. Now, there's hundreds of different metaphysical and spiritual related groups on the internet, and so it provides us with a lot of opportunity to share the teachings, bring the people into the keys, and then if they participate on the keys, then long enough, and they get enthused and they become a good molecular candidate, then we can move them over to the molecular group. So we want to grow the keys list as much as possible, because that's the keys list will be kind of a net to bring people in that may eventually be switched over to the molecular group. Also, if you have any suggestions for somebody from the keys group to come in, go ahead and make them to me, and we'll go from there. Okay, I'm going to post this link to the metaphysical groups. I'm going to put that on Messenger. Okay, I just posted it on the molecular chat. That's the link to the molecular groups. I've added some. Two people participated in adding additional groups was Susan Manning and Mindy. So appreciate their work there. Now, to find, if you want to add to the molecular group list or to the spiritual group list that we're accumulating, there's several ways to do that. Number one, you can just type in a kind of a spiritual related word to the Facebook search at the top left, and it'll bring you up a number of groups. Another is to go to one of your friends who is a interested in spiritual things, and go to their timeline, and on that you can search for the groups that they're a member of. And some of your friends you'll find are members of some kind of interesting groups that are good groups for potential expansion for us. Just to give you an idea, the place you look at is when you go to their timeline, you go to more, and then as you scroll down, it says groups, and you click on that, and it will tell you which groups they're in. Did everybody hear that? Because I switched pages for a minute. Hopefully I didn't shut it off. It's come through okay. Okay, so the assignment for this next week is each person go to one of the groups on the list, and it's going to be really easy. I'm going to make real easy assignments to begin with because I mainly want to test for responsiveness. Yeah. So the assignment will be to go to one of these groups and post something from the keys or something from the teachings or the thought for the day or something like that. Find something that is pertinent. I mean, don't go and just post something that's completely off topic, but go and scroll through and find some conversation they're having and say, hey, just post this, post something that kind of adds to the conversation. Because one thing we don't want to get a reputation of is being a nuisance. Because that gets us in trouble with Facebook if you're a nuisance. So we want you to go to one of these groups and post something. And also, if you can find additional groups, either message them to me or email them to me, and we'll add them on. Now, when you find a group, the data we want is the same data that's on that web list, which is the name of the group, the address for the group so we can go there easily, the number that's in the group, and whether it's public or private. So the list has this data on there. Yeah, some of these groups are pretty big. Some of them are a couple hundred thousand people. I don't know how they... It's amazing that they got that many, some of them. And some of... there's some pretty active groups like ours with even 1,000 or less people. So you never know where you're going to find a good group for that has strong spiritual seekers in it. Okay, any questions before we move ahead? Okay, so the assignment then is to go to one of the groups. Now, when you've completed your assignment, put assignment completed, and then go on there and just say, I completed the assignment. Now, if you're a married couple, then you need to do two of them, one for each one of you. And so if you want to do more than that, fine. If you want to go and participate in a dozen different groups, all the merrier. This will indicate whether or not responsive there. Okay, so do the same as last time. Complete the assignment and then just make a notation on this post that we're going to have as to that you did complete the assignment. Okay, any questions before we proceed? Okay, this is important. This is an important part of the whole plan here, because before we can create triads, we want to see who is really willing to be involved, because the triads need to be have couples that are willing to be involved and willing to participate. Now, those that don't have a partner that are very supportive can be an associate member of maybe a triad or something like that. So we want to make sure that everyone is willing to participate. Did you complete your assignment this week, Maria? I didn't hear from you. Oh, okay, good, good. Okay, now remember, when you do complete your assignment, make a note, or otherwise it's I can't really tell. So I got several by email that they completed, and others participated on the list, so that's good. Okay, as you know, I've been posting about the beast and the soul contact series that we're making. And the beast is a very subtle subject. When I give the basic principles of the beast, everyone can where it's a unjust authority, a lot of people will identify with it until you start getting specific. And then a lot of people start thinking, he's kind of off base there. So anyway, I'm being as specific as I can with this soul contact series without, you know, trying to offend those that may not agree. So I'm trying to stick to as much fact as possible, but it's interesting to study where unjust authority surfaces its head, because it's so subtle. And so I hope you're enjoying that part. If you have any comments on that, always happy to hear it. But this series I'm writing will kind of hone in people, help us identify people that have enough sensitivity to see where unearned authority does manifest itself. Because it manifests itself a lot of different places. And the beast of authority tackles every organization that's out there to try to divert it away from the God within. Because the God within is the only true authority. Now, authorities, there's many authorities that are without that make good decisions now and then. But when they do, it will be verified by your authority within. Where people make the mistake is they trust the authority without and they don't check the authority within. Because not all outward authorities are wrong all the time. You know, even a stop clock is right twice a day. So the key is for us to be able to recognize the truth that's out there, not because somebody tells us it's the truth, but because it's verified from within. And I'm trying to stress that in this last series, especially where I'm talking about the beast of authority, and I'm going to continue this for another while yet till I cover all the pertinent subjects possible. Okay, that basically covers what I want to say. If anyone wants to bring up any questions or subjects, I'll be happy to answer them.